Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl, when
I didn't know what I was
going to do,
are tuned into Blog Talk Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come across these airways and skyways once again, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. I hope and I pray that all is well in your family circle. Hope and pray that all continually to be well with you and yours. I hope and I pray that you had a beautiful time on today, those of you that were able to go out and attend church and masses all across the country here. I just know that God met you there. And for those of you that weren't able to get out and attend church on today, well, I'm inviting you to just tune on in to the Old Ship of Zion, where the feast of the Lord is going on. Hallelujah. I just thank all of you, my continual, loyal, and faithful listeners that continually to make the Old Ship of Zion a part of your listening program. And I just pray that God will bless you beyond measures, because we know that God blesses his children. And God blesses us because we bless others. And God blesses those that blesses us as well. So I just am inviting all of you, my friends, my colleagues, my kinship family, my kingdom family, and all of you that just come aboard, hallelujah, and just allow me to deliver unto you a word from the Lord, hallelujah. And I just know that, you know, God is going to meet us here on this evening, and I just want you to bring all your digital devices. May they be your laptop, may they be your tablet, may they be your smartphone. I just want you to bring all of those items aboard, because we are living in a technology world, we're living in a diverse digital world, and everything is just about digital. Now, you know, your mail is digital if you want it to be, you know, your banking correspondence is now digital. So we know that we are living in a digital world, as I have first stated. And so we're just asking you to bring all your digital devices aboard. May it be your latte, may it be your OJ, may it be your water beverages, your chip and your dip, and whatever you want to sip. Bring all of those aboard. You don't have to get dressed up in your three-piece suit, but you can come as you are in the comfort of your computer. Any digital devices, it can be your smartphone, it can be your tablet, but you can log on. You don't have to dress up, but just come as you are. That's Jesus received us. We was dirty. We was in the miry clay of sin, and God cleaned us up and washed us and made us, you know, a child that he would be just delighted to call his own. And we are children of God. We are and have been bought with a price. So just know that you are loved beyond measures. God loved you, you, and you. And so I'm just asking you now, before I get any further into this program, I want to acknowledge God, and I want to present him to some and introduce to others that might not know God, might not have had a personal relationship with God. And so this will be a good opportunity for you to get to know him and introduce yourself to God, and God will introduce himself to you. So I'm just asking those of you now to just bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer. Hallelujah. And we're going to go right now in our opening prayer. Father God, hallelujah, we come with a grateful heart, because we're always coming with a grateful heart. You know, whatever we're going through, we know that you is in the midst. We know that doesn't anything take place under your watchful eye unless you stamp your approval on it. So we know that whatever's going on around us in our lives, we know that you are in the mix. So we, you know, we just gonna thank you in all things. You know, I know, you know, we've had a whole lot of devastation, you know, with the Hurricane Matthew and, you know, various storms. And I think in Haiti, I believe, was one of the places that claimed a lot of lives. So we just want to lift those individuals and those families up before God in our prayer, because we know God is the go-to man. God is the go-through man. Hallelujah. And so we just want to, you know, send our condolences out to you. But like I first stated, I would just like to now just go on into our opening prayer. Hallelujah. So, Father God, we're going to come one more time and try to get this right. We come with a grateful heart, hallelujah, of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured, God. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, enabling us together in unity, God, once again around the spectrum. Father God, for we know that this soil that we're treading on is not our eternal destination, God, but we know that you have lying in waiting. A mansion that's not built by mortal man, God, but you are the craftsman, you are the creator. And so we're just going to be looking to you, God, hallelujah, and the finisher of our faith. And we just, you know, thanking you, God, because we know that you already told us that you've gone to prepare a place for us. And when you come back, that you would receive us unto yourself, hallelujah. And so, God, we're just going to continue in your will and in your way. We're going to continue to mount up from the four corners of this earth, from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims traveling through this barren land, God. But we know that this place is not our home, just a temporary holdover, God. But until you crack those clouds one historical day, God, we will continue in your will, in your way, moving onward and upward, God. And God, I'm just asking you on this morning, God, to anoint these lips of clay, able me to bring a rhema word, God, to those that may, then again, may not know of you, God, the pardons of their iniquity. Hallelujah. And I'll be so mindful, God, to give your name the glory and the honor. And I'm just asking you, God, to brace me, hallelujah, your servant, words of encouragement and words of wisdom to each and everyone that are hurrying deep down in the epitome of their very heart and soul. Father God, we won't take your praise, we won't take your glory, but we'll give you all the glory and honor that are due unto thee. Hallelujah. And we will let the people of God say amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I'm scheduled to be with you, not long on tonight, but I'm scheduled to be with you 45 minutes on the clock. Hallelujah. Unless God say otherwise, I will be with you exactly 45 minutes. Hallelujah. And so I just want you to get a good, comfortable seat. I have chat room for your sitting and your listening pleasure. Hallelujah. And so y'all just pray for me as I pray for you. Hallelujah. We'll just prayer warriors praying one for another daily. That's what the word of God tells us. And so if you have any prayer petitions, I would invite you to call in at the conclusion of this program. You can call in and talk live on air with the host, and that is myself, Overseer Janice Ward. So don't be shy, because God can and will answer prayer. God is answering prayers every moment, every second, every hour that we exist in this place we call planet Earth. And so, like I said, I will be with you 45 minutes, and then we're going to change and bring you the second portion of this program, and it will be the hymns of Zion. So they're just to uplift your spirit and encourage your heart. Those of you that are heavy laden on today, those of you that might have lost loved ones in the last 72 hours, 48 hours, 24 hours, 16 hours, 12 hours, 30 minutes ago, moments ago, we just want you to know that you're not alone, that you have prayer warriors that's praying 24/7, praying for saints of God and those that don't know God, those that come into the knowledge of God, you know, that will give their life to God. And God is trying to reach those that, you know, are in dire places, you know, that, you know, need a word, need a kind word from somebody. So we have people that are praying 24/7 on their knees and on their face. Hallelujah. So with that, lets us know that we are not alone. So I want to encourage you and let you know that you are not alone, that you have sisters and brothers and sojourners, hallelujah, that are praying with you and for you, that God will bring about restoration, hallelujah, to your heart and soul, hallelujah. So I just want you, you know, to just come on in and get you a good seat, as I already have first stated, and allow me to bring unto you the divine word of God. And I'm about 30 minutes remaining, so I might have to bump it up to bring you Hymns of Zion, but I'll just let the clock play on down a little further before I do that. But now we're going to go right on into our program, hallelujah. And so I just want you to get your Bibles or get your iPhone, and you can follow along with me as I go on into our sermon. And so my sermon on tonight entitles Life Storms Toss Sea. I'll say that one more time. Life's Storm Tossed Sea. And our key scriptures coming out of the law of 1 Peter 5:7. And it reads like this: casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. And I just want to talk more than preach on tonight. I just want to say, you know, just give some encouraging words to you that are out there in my digital audience on this morning. I want to talk directly to you. And I just want you to know that whatever you're going through, if you've been one of the recipients that was in that Hurricane Matthew, and you lost your homes or you lost some of your possessions, then I want you to be encouraged, because you know that as long as you have your life, you have your health and your strength. And you might not be in the best of health, but if you have your health and if you have your strength to move around or be mobilized and to be able to be, you know, moved around with assistance, then just know you can count it all joy that you are still here, because it's some of the people that was in this world 2-3 days ago is not here today. So you can count it all joy, because we know that weeping might endure for a night, but we know that joy cometh in the morning. And there's a scripture that says, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And we know in this life that we're gonna cry. We're going to cry sometime. You know, we're going to lose loved ones that are near and dear, and colleagues and friends and constituents and business partners. We're going to lose some of those valuable loved ones that's in our family circle of friends, because sin entered the world. That's the reason why you and I and us are having to go through so much turmoil, so much catastrophe, and you know, just going through trials and tribulations. You know, I talked to a lady in the supermarket just on last evening, and she was telling me about, you know, that she was in a marriage and that, you know, she loved her husband, but her husband had been unfaithful, and that he had been, you know, went to another country and was with another woman and was taking pictures and sending them to her phone and sending them to the, you know, to the social networks. And she said, you know, that she really wanted, you know, to just get out of the marriage. And so I was telling her, you know, to consult. She told me what I thought about it. And I said, well, you know, the best thing to do is consult God, you know, because, you know, we don't want to tell you anything that's not right. You know, we don't want to tell you anything that God has not instructed us to tell you. So it's just wise to pray and seek God's face and ask God for directions on which way to go. Because the Bible says that, you know, when you do have a committed adultery, that do give you ground for divorce. But that's only if that's what your desire is for divorce. But if you wanting to, you know, to salvage your marriage and to try to get it, you know, back on the right road, then that's your choice. God is not, you know, just telling you, you know, because the person has been unfaithful, just go and get a divorce. That is not what God is saying. But God is saying that if you have, you know, the husband or the wife that has committed adultery, that gives you grounds for a divorce. But there's always reconciliation. That door is always open for you to, you know, rethink it over and see if that's really what you want. Because, you know, sometimes if you have any kids involved, you know, you have to think about them and how would they think about you and your husband splitting up, or the husband and the wife splitting up. You know, how well would that go with the children? So you have a lot to think about, you know, the separation and how the kids' mental capacity would be, you know, if you separated and moved in different households. So it's a lot to really think about, you know, before, you know, doing that. Because God said in all that we do to consult him, and he would direct our path. So God is the go-to man. He is the go-through man. So he's the go-to and through. Go to God and then go through God for those answers, because we as clergymen don't have the answers. We ourselves have to do the same thing that we're telling you to do. We have to go to God. So I told her to go to God. I told her to get her some oil. She said she had some blessed oil in her home. I told her to go and dab that on the door, you know, seals of her home and the window seals and anoint that house. She said that her husband, you know, he works, but they were separated, bodily separated, but that he would be coming over, I think, in a few days to sit and watch their daughter that they have together while she goes off and visit one of the daughters that's in college. So she said that God told her to anoint him and put some in some bath, and told her to tell him to get in it, you know, to get in it, and said she didn't do it. So, you know, a lot of times, you know, when God tells us to do something, we have to act on God's leading, because God will not lead you and I wrong. He will not lead us down a wrong street, but God will lead us, because God is God. He's almighty. He's all power. He created us, and so if he created us, surely he can guide us in the right directions where we should go. So I told her, you know, to pray, and I told her that, you know, I would be available. I would be available to, you know, even go into fasting with her. You know, I would be willing to do that, you know. And so she's going to get back with me and, you know, to set up a time that, you know, she can allow for her to fast. You know, I told her, I said, well, you know, even if you're on meds or whatever, you don't have to go through, you know, extreme, you know, 12 hours, 8 hours, 4 hours. But, you know, anything that we render to God in sincerity, because God says he is a spirit. And we know that God is a spirit. And he says that those that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. So we know that when we go to God in spirit and in truth, then that's when God will hear our humble cry. And so, God is not going to, you say, well, you know, that's all you can give me is an hour. God is looking at our heart. He's not looking at, you know, when somebody says, well, honey, you know, an hour, that, you know, that's not much, just an hour, girl. You ought to, you know, at least go 4 hours, 8 hours, 12. Well, see, a lot of people is not prepared to go those long hours as you and I might have been, because, you know, we've been doing it a long time. But, you know, somebody that's, you know, haven't done that, you know, you have to just go easy with those participants, you know. So I just told her that, you know, if she could spare an hour a day for, you know, maybe 5 days or whatever. And we would do it that way, because we know that whatever we render unto God is not going to be in vain. Whatever we render to God in sincerity, God is going to honor that. And so that I would, you know, be willing to go in prayer to bring about a change in a home, you know, that God will change a husband's mindset. We know that prayer, the Bible says that miracles come through fasting and praying. So we know, with that being said, that when we pray and fast and seek God's face, then we will begin to see results in our family, in our family circles, you know. And so I had heard some bad news on last evening in to my family. I haven't got the full details, so I'm not obligated to go into it because I don't have all the details. So I'm just going to leave it as that. But I know that, you know, that Satan and satanic influences is strong, and they are real. You know, I mean, we're going to go through, like I said, as long as we're here on planet Earth, you're going to go through life storms. You're going to be tossed to and fro. But the thing of it is, you know, hold on and don't let go of God's unchanging hand. You know, you are encouraged to hold on, because we know that, like I said, weeping might endure for a night, but we know that joy cometh in the morning. So all you got to do is just keep your hands in God's hands and don't let go, you know. And we know that, you know, sometimes we might feel like in this life that, you know, our prayers goes unanswered. But we know that God hear our smallest groan, our cry. And even when we can't say anything, God can read our heart. He can read our mind. God knows all and he sees all. But we know that God is not powerless. You know, and so what we need to do is just don't worry. It don't help us to worry. But what we can do, we can put our worries to rest when we lay them in God's hand. We can lay them at his feet. We can lay all our problems. He said, bring all your cares to me, for I cares for you. Hallelujah. There come a moment each day when you and I and us, we must simply drop what waits on you and I. And hand it over to God. We got to hand it over to God. And I know that on occasion, one evening, Jesus and his disciples, they were crossing the Sea of Galilee, weary after a long day of ministry. And then Jesus fell asleep in the stern of the boat. And a fierce wind suddenly arose, as fierce that even the Lord's fishermen turned disciples were terrified. And then Jesus continued to sleep Certainly until his frightened followers woke him, crying out, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Mark 4:38. Hallelujah. You see, Jesus was in the habit of entrusting himself to his heavenly Father. Having made that commitment, he could sleep through, we know, the turbulent squall. So when you and I, when worry began to nag at our mind, Let you and I and us, let us surrender them to the Lord and not take them back again. We got to give it to the Lord. See, some of us have the, we have the problem of praying to God, you know, and having others to pray with you on a certain issue. You know, may it be, you know, your husband or your family members, your, you know, your children, and then we take it back. But see, when we pray, we got to leave it in God's hand. We got to leave it at his feet and don't take it back. See, because that means that allows doubt to set in. And we can't afford to let doubt come in. Because, see, God don't like us to doubt him, but God wants us to trust him. Hallelujah. So, like I said, we take our burdens to the Lord and leave them there. And don't pick it back up. You leave it there till God is through doing what he does best. And that is, you know, conquering the situation. It will be for your good. And God will get the glory and you'll be able to give him praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And we know that, like I said, you know, when you worry, just take your worries and your cares of this life and place them at the feet of Jesus. That's the secret of soul serenity, is when you and I and us, we're on live storm, tossed sea. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about live storm, tossed sea. Because in this life, you and I will toss to and fro. You know, in this life, we're going through things we never had to go through. But each and every one of us, and then if you haven't been through anything, all you got to do is keep on living. Because you're going to go through. You know, that's already, we know that that's already implemented in God's word, is that each and every one of us is going to go through trials and we're going to go through tribulations in this life because of sin and in the world. If sin had not ever entered the world, then this would be a holy nation. We wouldn't know anything about suffering. We wouldn't know anything about death. We wouldn't know anything about ugliness, you know, and all of these terms, you know, that we're characterized by, we wouldn't know any of those things. We just have a clean mind. But because sin entered the world, then we have to suffer. But God says that we are not alone, even in our suffering, that God is with us. He said, I'll never leave you. I will never forsake you. But I will be with you until the end of the world. Hallelujah. So you know that you are not alone. And God is with you. God is with you every step of your journey. Even when you feel like you are not, even when you feel like that you're alone, but you might be humanly alone. You could be humanly alone, you know, but we know that bodily, you and I, we are not alone because God has already given us his word. He said, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you, but I will be with you till the end of the earth. So, you know, I tell you, there's nobody that can guarantee you. Even our parents can't guarantee that they will be with us to the end of the earth. But God told us, he said, I will be with you till the end of the earth. So we know that we can put our trust in God. When we can't trust our husbands, when we can't trust our wives, when we can't put trust in our children, we can't put our trust in our grandparents, we can trust God because God is a God of his word. God has not never told us anything that came back untrue. But whatever God has told you and I, he has done it. And if he has not done it yet, then it's coming to pass. All you got to do is just keep on believing and keep on trusting in God. Hallelujah. So God wants you and I to be a believer in his word. Believe in his word. Hallelujah. And in his conduct, in his love, in his spirit, in his faith, in his purity. God wants you and I to trust him. Hallelujah. We don't know when. You know, when we trust God and we can, and our faith is strong, you know, and we can be an encouragement to our other allies, our other sisters and brothers and brethren in the body of Christ, you know, that really sets the stage because that gives them something to look forward to. Because they said, well, you know, I prayed and my pastor prayed with me, or, you know, maybe some of the assistant pastors prayed with you, you know, on a certain thing. And so God worked it out. You know, God worked it out in your favor. See, so we know that prayer works. All we got to do is pray. And then after we pray, then we put it in God's hand. And then we start to believe that God has not never told me an untruth tale. And God is not going to start at this time. God never have, and he never shall lie to you and I and us. God is a God of his word. God said that for any jot, J-O-T, of his word come back void, then heaven and earth, hallelujah, would pass away. Hallelujah. So we know that heaven and earth is not going to pass away, not because of God's truth coming back, you know, a lie, because God has not lied. God will not lie, and God is not going to lie. God is a righteous God. He is a holy deity. He is a spirit. Even though he came here over 2,000 light years ago in the form of an infant, then as a young lad, then on to a man. But right now, God is in heaven, and he's a spirit. God come down here so he could take on the sin that we had created, the sin that we created, he took upon his own shoulders, the sin of the world. But right now, God is sitting up in heaven on the right, not on the left, not in the middle, but on the right-hand side of his Father. Hallelujah. So you just know that God is a God of his word. Hallelujah. And if you and I, we live each day to honor Jesus, hallelujah, then we know that whatever we ask God, then God will do it. Now, he might not do it that same day, that same hour. Then, you know, it's really up to God's discretion, because we know that we can pray and ask God for certain things, and he can open the door in that same hour. But it's just you know, it's on God time watch, and whatever he say, you know, if he said now, okay, then he'll do it right now. If he says later, daughter, later, son, then we know that it will be a later time. You know, it's just at God's discretion how he want to move in yours and mine's and our life. Excuse me, I got kind of a sniffle here today, but you know, I know that God is able, you know, so I'm not worried, because I know that God is with us every our journey. God is with you and I and us. So I tell you, I just thank God, you know, for everything that he's doing in the body of Christ, you know, and I'm just hoping that, you know, we can continue to witness to people that come into our inner circle as we go through our travel and our itinerary each day on this Christian journey, you know, because that is what we're here to win souls for the kingdom. Win souls for the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. But, you know, like I said, those of you that has lost, you know, your house, or it's been flooded, lost your automobile due to the flood, you know, due to the hurricane, Matthew, just know that if God gave you that car, God can replace it. It's nothing that cannot be replaced. It's nothing that's irreplaceable. You know, you might have lost some photos. Now, I've lost photos of my grandparents, you know, that no one else had. And I lost them in a storage, you know, and it hurt me to my very soul. But, you know, in spite of all of that, you know, I've lost 30 years worth of possessions. But, you know, God can begin again. And God will bless you. You might not can get, you know, the exact materialistic items that you once had. But God will bless you. Sometimes he'll bless us better than what we had, you know, at the beginning. You know, it's just at God's discretion how he wants to bless you and I and us. But just let God bless you. You just obey God. Don't get mad at God. You know, God, why you let this happen to me, you know? Because each and every one of us is going to suffer in this life. And if you have not suffered yet, you count it all joy. But just keep living because your day will come. Because the Bible said it would. Not I said, but God's word said it shall. So each and every one of us is going to go through trials and tribulations. But just know that God can carry you through your storm. God can carry you through your tsunami. God can carry you through your Hurricane Matthew. God can carry you to anything and bring you out on the other side shouting the victory. When it's all said and done, God is going to be the winner. God is going to get the glory. And like I first stated, you and I will be able to give him praise and honor and glory, because it's all about him. It's not about you and I so much, but it's about God. We know that time is of an essence for us getting our life together and knowing what side we're on and whose side that we're on. Because God tells you and I, us, he said, choose ye this day who you gonna serve. See, God want to know who you and I is going to serve. We have a choice in this matter. And God said, choose ye this day who you're going to serve. We know that you cannot serve God and Satan at the same time. They will not walk hand in hand. So you have to make a choice. Are you going to serve God and be able to live with God in this next life, this eternity life with God? Or do you want to live an eternity life of hell and damnation by living for Satan? So we know that you have to make a choice to choose who you're going to serve. Because we know that, like I said, you're going to go through trials. You're going to go through tribulations in this life. But just know, whatever that you go through, you are not alone. You are not alone. And God is with you every step of your journey. God is with you. So I don't want you to feel alone, feel like, you know, you're the only one, you know, that's, you know, getting the bitter end of the stick or whatever you want to say. But just know that whatever you're going through, this too shall pass. You know, this is just a test of your faith. See, God want us to call on him. God don't want us to call on Tyrone. God don't want us to call on Mr. Jones and Miss Jones. But God want us to call on him, because God said, I am a jealous God. So we can't get too stuck on nobody. If we're going to get stuck on anybody, we better be getting stuck on God. See, because he is the Lord. And he is the God of our lives, even though we may not be living for him. But God created us, and we was created to serve him and to serve him only. So God is a jealous God. He tells us that. So don't get too lovey-dovey over nobody. I don't care if you got a newborn baby. You love that baby, but don't go to the extreme that everything surrounds this baby. You can't live, you can't eat, you can't sleep. Because God don't want us to get hung up on nothing in this world to the point that we elude him and exclude him. We got to include God in every single in every single thing in our lives. We have to include God. So in ending, I told you that I wouldn't be long. I'm going to end it right here. And I'm going to open up the prayer lines. The numbers to call in, you can speak live with Overseer Janice Ward over any prayer petitions. God is working miracles in the old Ship of Zion side. God is just, you know, I mean, working miracles. Folks is getting money through the mail by prophecy, you know. So God is just blessing his people. So, you know, don't be in doubt when you can try Jesus and try Jesus one time and he got you. You hear me? So you just try Jesus when you tried everything else. Try Jesus. I guaranteed he will do what he say he will do, or your money back. So we know that you're not going to get any money back because God is a God of his word. So like I said, we're opening right now. The lines of prayer is yet open. You are welcome to call in with your prayer petition. And if you don't have any prayer petitions, then that's wonderful. You know, God is already working in your life. That's a good thing. But not everybody can have that testimony. So if you desire, you know, prayer for your children, for your family member, for that husband, that wife, that wayward son or daughter, you know, that's on drugs and booze and wine, chasing women's and, you know, whatever they're doing, you know, whatever it is. Whatever you want, looking for a new job, you're looking for a high paying scale job, you want to go in business for yourself, you know, and you're praying because you want to get impregnated. Whatever your prayer petition is, you're welcome to call in, and I will be gladly to pray with you in faith that God will bring it to pass. And so that is numbers to call in are 646-200-3074. Those numbers again are 646-200-3074. I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions you'd want the old Ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This program has been produced by Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Send your correspondents. Make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. We're going to now, without any further preliminaries, turn you over to our second half of our program. We're going to now turn you over to Hymns of Zion to uplift your spirit, your heart. So until we meet again, you buckle up with Jesus at your wheel because he is people friendly. Go in God and allow God to go in you. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now. Up next, Hymns of Zion.
Jackie. Dorinda, Karen, Twinkie, the Clark sisters.
I'm living a blessed life. I like living this kind of life. they will be moved. I can speak a dream, they will come true. I can tell my troubles to get away. God gave me the power to make my day. I'm no longer walking on sinking sand. I'm just steady resting in my Father's hand. I'm blessed when I come and when I go. Every day I'm living, living in the oh,
we're blessed and high.
want you to think about it for a moment. It could have been me. It should have been me. It would have been me. If it wasn't for the blood, it could have been me. It should have been me. It would have been me. If it wasn't for the blood, it could have been me. It should have been me. It would have been me. If it wasn't for the blood, it should have been me. It should have been me. It would have been me. If it wasn't for the blood, it should have been me. It should have been me. It would have been me. If it wasn't for the blood, it should have been me. It should have been me. It would have been me. If it wasn't for the blood.
Made me an instrument of prayer. Oh, energize this song. Y'all help us out.
Gotta keep on pressing. Gotta keep on moving until I get there.
Where I wanna be. Thank you.